Which Azul should you buy in 2026? Every version compared at my table. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. If you already own it and want more, the community's quiet best answer is the inexpensive Crystal Mosaic expansion before any second box. When you do want a second standalone, Summer Pavilion is the fan favorite. Azul Duel is for tables that are always exactly two. Queen's Garden is for gamers who want the deepest version. Stained Glass of Cintra is the prettiest and most divisive. And Master Chocolatier is the same game as base Azul wearing a chocolate box dress. Every single one is fully standalone. You never need one to play another. Sit down, let me pour you something, and let me tell you about the argument that never ends at my parlor table. In 2017, Michael Kiesling took the Azulejos, the blue and white ceramic tiles that King Manuel I fell in love with and ordered for his palace walls, and turned them into a small box of perfect, clacking candy bright resin tiles. Azul won a Spiel des Jahres in 2018, sold past 2 million copies, and sits to this day as the number one ranked abstract game on BoardGameGeek. When a game succeeds like that, publishers do what publishers do. Now there are stained glass windows, summer pavilions, royal gardens, a chocolate box, a travel tin, and a head-to-head duel, all wearing the same name. And so every week, someone walks into r/boardgames and asks the same lovely, reasonable question. Which Azul should I actually buy? I've hosted every one of these boxes. I've watched a 7-year-old beat her grandfather with the original. Watched a table of heavy gamers fall silent over Queen's Garden, and watched guests try very hard not to eat the chocolate tiles. This is the guide I wish I could hand every one of those Reddit threads. Every version, what actually changes, who each one is truly for, and the one purchase almost everybody skips that they shouldn't. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Azul should you buy? If you take one thing from my table, take this. Buy the original Azul first and buy the others only after it has earned its place. That is not my contrarian opinion, it is the loudest consensus I found anywhere people argue about this. And after years of hosting, I co-sign every word of it. The original is the easiest to teach, the fastest to set up, and the only one whose appeal is genuinely universal. Kids play it, grandparents play it, spouses who don't like board games ask for it by name. The sequels are twists on a thing you already love. None of them is a better first date. From there the map is short. Always two players. Base Azul is already wonderful at two, and Azul Duel exists if you want a version built only for that. Want the deepest, thinkiest one? Queen's Garden. Want the most beautiful object on the shelf? Stained Glass of Cintra. Want the internet's favorite second box? Summer Pavilion. Want chocolate? That one's called Master Chocolatier, and I'll save you some money on it in a moment. Why does one tile game have seven boxes, and are they really all standalone? Yes, truly standalone, every one of them. This is the single most asked question and the most important thing to unlearn from other game lines. Stained Glass of Cintra, Summer Pavilion, Queen's Garden, Master Chocolatier, and Azul Duel each contain a complete game. Nothing here is an expansion in disguise, you never need the original to play any of them. The actual expansions like Crystal Mosaic, say expansion right on the box, we'll get there. They exist because Azul is less a single game than a design language. Every box shares the same DNA. Colored tiles come out of a bag onto circular factory displays. You draft all the tiles of one color from a display. The leftovers slide to the center, and somebody eventually takes a painful handful of tiles they didn't want. That drafting moment, sweet, greedy, and just a little cruel, is a thing Kiesling keeps redressing in new scoring puzzles. The family clusters remarkably close in quality on BoardGameGeek, roughly between 7.2 and 7.8. There is no dud in this line. Which is exactly why the right question isn't which is best. It's which is best for the people at my table. Base Azul is the original still the right first buy in 2026? Emphatically yes, and it isn't close. Here is what the original does that none of its siblings quite matches. It compresses real tension into rules you can teach in 5 minutes. Take all of one color from a factory. Fill a row. Anything you can't place shatters on your floor line and costs you points. That's the whole game, and inside it lives what one beloved Reddit comment called a knife fight in a phone booth. You are always one greedy draft away from feeding your rival exactly what she needs, or forcing yourself to eat four broken tiles. The interaction is sharp, legible and completely bloodless, my favorite combination as a hostess. It also has the widest welcome mat in modern board gaming. It plays beautifully at 2, stays tense at 3 and 4, and wins over the exact guests who bounce off anything with a rulebook. There's a reason it took the 2018 Spiel des Jahres, and still holds the one abstract spot on Board Game Geek at around a 7.8 with the whole internet voting. If you buy one box from this entire article, it's this one. Stained Glass of Cintra, why is the prettiest one so divisive? Cintra is the middle child of this family, the most beautiful, the most variable, and the one people argue about at my table long after the tiles are back in the bag. What changes? Your board becomes a row of two-story stained glass window strips. 8 of them double-sided, dealt fresh every game so no two setups ever match. You slide a little glazier pawn along your windows, tiles go directly onto matching panes, and completed strips flip over to be filled again. Scoring cascades down columns in a way that produces the most satisfying point avalanches in the series. Why it divides people? All that beauty comes with the fiddliest scoring of the original trilogy, and some players feel the sequel traded the original's clean menace for crunch. Yet Cintra collects devoted defenders, it's the most replayable setup in the family, and I've lost count of the players, very often the less gamery half of a couple, interestingly, who quietly rank it first. One thoughtful defense I've tested myself and can confirm. Because tiles go straight onto matching colors with no staging rows, some new players actually find it easier to grasp than the original. Buy it if you want variety and visual drama and don't mind a scoring rule you'll re-explain twice. Skip it if your table prizes elegance above all. Summer Pavilion, the internet's favorite second box with an asterisk, ask, I love Azul, what next? Anywhere in the crowd answers Summer Pavilion before you finish typing. The top comment in the biggest such thread says exactly that, at triple the votes of anything else. It is the highest rated spin-off on Board Game Geek, and the case for it is real. A wild color rotates each of the exactly 6 rounds. You keep tiles between rounds instead of losing them, and you place onto star rosettes whatever they'll score you best. It is gentler, more forgiving and more purely thinky than the original. You score for nearly everything you do, which feels wonderful. Now the asterisk nobody puts in the headline. The single most upvoted comment in the giant Witch Azul thread ranks Summer Pavilion dead last. Its argument deserves respect. By splitting drafting and placing into separate phases and handing you wilds, Pavilion lowers the original's tension, fewer knife-edge drafts, fewer disasters, less reason to watch your rival's board. Some tables find it, in one memorable phrase, a puzzle with the fangs filed down. My honest hosting read, both camps are right. The phrase I stole from the community and now say weekly is Azul to teach Summer Pavilion once you know. If your table loves the original for its meanness, stay put or go Queen's Garden. If your table loves it for the puzzle and the pretty clicking tiles, Pavilion is the upgrade they'll thank you for. Queen's Garden, how heavy is the heavy one? Really? Queen's Garden carries a reputation that scares people off. And I'd like to gently correct the record. Because its Board Game Geek weight rating hovers near 3.0, and that number is doing this game dirty. The truth from forum threads full of actual owners, and from my own table, is that the rules teach in about 10 minutes and land closer to a Wingspan or Cascadia level of complexity. What the number is really measuring is fiddliness. Every tile you draft is dual use, either kept for later or spent as currency, and placing into your hexagonal garden means paying in matching legal sets while end-of-round costs nibble at your hoard. None of that is hard to understand. All of it is easy to get slightly wrong, and even its fans admit to a rules slip or two in their first games. Here is what you get for the bookkeeping. The deepest decisions in the entire family, by a comfortable margin. The keep or spend tension turns every draft into a small economic dilemma, and the cult that has formed around this box, and it is a proper cult, will tell you it's not just the best Azul but one of Kiesling's best designs, full stop. The line that convinced me to take it seriously came from a player 80 games in. The rules aren't hard to comprehend, it's extremely hard to play well. Buy it if your group already loves Midwit engine puzzles. Do not make it anyone's first Azul. Azul Duel, do two players actually need it? Here's the question I get from every couple who visits. Base Azul already plays wonderfully at 2. Many fans say 2 is its best count. So what exactly is Duel for? The 2025 release answers with a genuinely clever idea. In Duel, you draft the wall itself. Instead of filling a printed grid, you and your rival claim small mosaic sections and dome tiles to build your own scoring board as you play, through a reworked draft that includes a sneaky discard row. The honest counterweight, straight from the forums and confirmed on my own coffee table. Duel is a bit more heads down and defensive than the original. It loses those dramatic grab six tiles from the center moments. And it costs nearly as much as Base Azul while being purpose limited to 2. The skeptic's one-liner, it isn't a better two-player game than Base Azul. It's a different one, is fair. So if Base Azul at 2 already lives happily on your shelf, Duel is a lovely luxury, not a need. If you are strictly two household choosing your very first box and you like the idea of building the board itself, Duel is a legitimate purpose-built first Azul and the only one in the family designed just for you. Master Chocolatier, Azul Mini and the Special Editions, reskin or upgrade. Let me save you $30 or spend it well, depending on your situation. Master Chocolatier is Base Azul. Same rules, same scoring, same game redressed as a box of chocolates. With tiles molded like truffles and one small bonus variant, special factories that add a pinch of chaos to the draft. Two things every buyer should know. First, a fan-made print and play of that variant exists free on BoardGameGeek for your regular Azul, so the variant alone is not a reason to buy. Second, several players report the brown-on-brown tiles are genuinely harder to tell apart across the table than the original's bright colors. If you already own Azul, skip it. If it would be your first Azul and the chocolate box look makes your heart do the thing that's allowed, it's the same great game. Azul Mini is exactly what it sounds like. The base game shrunk for travel with snap-in tiles and a folding board. Not a new design or suitcase edition. And next move runs a rotating line of collector special editions of the base game, alternate materials, same rules. Lovely on a shelf, mechanically identical. In this family, only the 5 standalones I've covered are actually different games. Which Azul fits your exact table? Let me do what I do at the parlor and match the box to the people, because that's the real question under all of this. Family with kids or a mixed table of gamers and not gamers. The original, no hesitation. Ages 8 plus is honest. The teach is 5 minutes and losing feels like next time instead of homework. A couple who plays at the kitchen counter. Base Azul first, it's superb at 2. Add Duel later if 2-player is your whole life and you want a version that's only yours. The aesthete who buys games the way other people buy art. Stained glass of Sintra. It's the most beautiful production in the family and the most variable, and it photographs like jewelry. The strategy group that wore out Wingspan and Cascadia, Queen's Garden. Deepest decisions in the line, Happy Cult included. The Azul devotee who wants more Azul. Crystal Mosaic expansion first, more on that below. Summer Pavilion second, knowing that Pavilion trades a little of the original's bite for a rounder, more generous puzzle. The gift giver. Original Azul for almost anyone. Master Chocolatier if the recipient loves chocolate more than contrast. Sintra if they love beautiful objects. Here is the buying order I'd give my own sister. Assembled from years of hosting and the best collective wisdom of a few thousand Azul owners. Step 1. Buy Base Azul and actually play it 10 games, not 2. Step 2. The move almost everyone misses. Before any second standalone, look at the Crystal Mosaic expansion for the original. Roughly $20 gets you double-sided player boards with 4 new ways to play plus tidy plastic overlays. And in every, what next? Thread, there's a heavily upvoted regular pointing out that this scratches the more Azul itch for a fraction of the cost of a new box. They're right. It's the best value per dollar in the entire family. Step 3. When you genuinely want a different game, branch by taste, not by rank. Summer Pavilion for the crowd-pleasing thinky one, Sintra for beauty and variety, Queen's Garden for depth, Duel for strictly two household. These are flavors, not a ladder, nobody needs all 5, and the happiest collections I host from own 2. And the skip, Master Chocolatier if you already own the original. It's wonderful chocolate, it's not a second game. Final verdict. Here's where I land, hand on the tile bag. Buy the original Azul and let it earn the sequels. And if anyone tries to tell you there's a wrong answer among those four, pour them some tea and change the subject. The real mistake isn't picking the wrong Azu. It's buying three of them when your people only needed one, played often with the good snacks out. Frequently asked questions. Which Azu should I buy first? The original Azu. Every other box is a variation on a game you should fall in love with first. Are the Azul games standalone, or do I need the base game? Every big box Azul, Stained Glass of Sintra, Summer Pavilion, Queen's Garden, Master Chocolatier, and Azul Duel is a complete, fully standalone game. You never need the original to play any of them. Only products labeled expansion like Crystal Mosaic require the base game. Is Azul Summer Pavilion better than the original Azul? It's the highest-rated spin-off and the community's default second box, but better is genuinely contested. Fans love that it's deeper, more forgiving, and scores you for nearly everything. Critics, including some of the most upvoted voices, say the wilds and split phases drain the original's tension. The fairest summary, Azul to teach Summer Pavilion once you know. Is Azul Stained Glass of Sintra worth it? Yes, for the right buyer. It's the most beautiful and most variable Azul, with fresh double-sided window strips every game and the most satisfying cascade scoring in the family. It's also the fiddliest of the original trilogy, which is why it divides tables. Beauty and variety people adore it, elegance purists should pick another box. Is Azul Queen's Garden too complicated? Less than its Tilda 3.0 board game geek weight suggests. Owners consistently report the rules teach in about 10 minutes and land near Wingspan or Cascadia in complexity. But the keep or spend drafting and paying sets placement are fiddly and easy to get slightly wrong at first. It's the deepest Azul and a poor first one. Experienced groups tend to love it. Is Azul Duel worth it if base Azul already plays well at two players? Only if two players is your table's whole life. Base Azul is already excellent, some say best at two. And Duel costs nearly as much while being limited to exactly two. What Duel adds is real. You draft the wall itself and build your own scoring board. Lovely luxury for couples, unnecessary for everyone else. Is Azul Master Chocolatier just a reskin? Essentially yes, identical rules to base Azul with chocolate-style tiles and one small included factory variant. Which also exists as a free fan print and play for the original. It's a legitimate first Azul if the chocolate look wins your heart, but skip it as a second box. And note the brown tiles are harder to tell apart than the original's bright colors. What is the best Azul for families with kids? The original. Ages 8 plus is honest, the teach takes 5 minutes, turns are quick, and the bright tiles are irresistible to kids. The one coaching tip, floorland penalties can sting score-sensitive children, so frame broken tiles as next time rather than failure. Save Queen's Garden and Sintra for later. Which Azul is best at two players? Base Azul plays wonderfully at two, the drafting reads clean and the blocking is sharp, so a couple's first buy should still be the original. If you play exclusively at two and want a version built only for that count, Azul Duel adds a build-your-own-board twist that's genuinely fun at the cost of some of the original's drama. What is Azul? Crystal Mosaic, and should I buy it before a second Azul? In nearly every What Next discussion, a heavily upvoted answer points here before any second standalone, and they're right. It's the cheapest way to double your Azul's variety. How long does Azul take to play? The original, Sintra, Summer Pavilion, Chocolatier, and Duel all play in roughly 30 to 45 minutes. Queen's Garden runs longer in practice, 45 minutes on the box, but 60 to 75 at most real tables, especially while everyone learns the keep or spend rhythm. Which Azul is the prettiest? Stained Glass of Sintra, by common acclaim, translucent panes, window strips, and a table presence that photographs like jewelry. Master Chocolatier's chocolate box production is a close second and the more giftable object. The original's bright azulejo tiles remain the most readable in actual play, which is its own kind of beautiful. Do the new Azul games replace the original? Number the family's quality clusters close on Board Game Geek. Roughly 7.2 to 7.8. And every spin-off trades some of the original's clean tension for its own twist. The sequels are flavors, not upgrades. Which is exactly why the original remains the right first box and the one that stays in rotation.